And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
There's been a growing recognition in recent weeks that the North Carolina General Assembly's decision to leave hundreds of thousands of people uninsured by refusing to expand Medicaid has been a disaster for public health preparedness. But sadly, that's not the only short-sighted decision along these lines that elected officials have made or proposed of late. The Trump administration's new budget proposal would, amazingly, cut the appropriation for the Centers for Disease Control by 9%, a cut that would come on top of decades of flat budgets that have already created barriers to anticipating outbreaks, deploying information, testing, and disease containment. Meanwhile, here in North Carolina, funding for the state's public health division fell by 28% over the last decade, while overall funding for the Department of Health and Human Services decreased by 5%. This during a time period in which the state's population rose by 12%. This is obviously a trend that needs to be reversed, and now. When we prioritize tax cuts over funding for basic public health infrastructure, the common good is sure to suffer. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.